this Sunday, just a day after the United States turning 250 years old, the young musicians of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlochen Arts Camp are taking the stage at Kresge Auditorium. The program consists of Sibelius' Second Symphony and Sam Wu's Continental Express. I'm Isabel Lee, and thank you for tuning in to Classical IPR. Joining me in Studio A today is the Artistic Director and Principal Conductor of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra himself, Christian Machalaru. Christian, welcome back to Interlochen and Classical IPR.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So this is just the beginning of the students' journeys here at Interlochen Arts Camp 2026, week one out of 6 weeks of practicing and performing. As you've done for many years now, you're conducting both the first concert coming up this Sunday, July 5th, as well as Les Préludes on August 9th. This year is special because it's just after America at 250 and the 99th year of Les Préludes, the centennial just next year. It's a very special time for this music. How do you approach conducting these concerts that take place on such significant milestones?
Well, for me, the most important part of what Interlochen is the experience and the energy that the young musicians, the young students bring with them. And I was reminded once again today, meeting the students for the first time in rehearsal, why it is that we all, the adults, I should say, from Interlochen make the effort that we do to ensure that there is an incredible continuity of energy and of knowledge that is passed down, because music, it's not the kind of profession that you learn something from reading a book or reading a manual. Music needs to be taught in an oral form from person to person. And this is the best way that you can pass down knowledge and understanding and appreciation for the art form. And for me, every opportunity that I have to be on stage with these young musicians, it's such an important moment. It's probably the most important moment in my entire season, because I know the seeds that I will plant now in their minds and in their hearts will speak true for the rest of their lives. The same way that I was a student one time here at Interlochen, close to 30 years ago, and someone planted a seed in me wanting to be a musician. And here I am doing it now. So to me, the anniversaries, of course, are important and beautiful, but it's meeting the students and taking their hand and putting it in the hand of the composer that they are performing with, or the music that they are performing of. It's the most important part of my journey.
Yeah, and I'd love to emphasize the program ahead of us, Sibelius and Sam Wu. These are two very different composers. Sibelius composed the Second Symphony in 1902, and Sam Wu's Continental Express is a newly commissioned work. I'm wondering, why did you decide to pair these two works together for the same concert?
Well, as an artistic director of WISO, one of my goals and the focus that I had starting almost 10 years back was to introduce the young musicians to diverse repertoire and diverse music. And I think it's so important that they are exposed to a very wide range of repertoire from an early age, so that the idea of playing contemporary music or music that has been historically ignored for a reason or another now becomes a normality, which is why on every program with WISO, actually going back a few years now already, I try to program music that speaks of diversity and a wide range of styles, and that this way the students are exposed to everything. Of course, the Sibelius is such a well-known, loved piece, and it was incredible today to see when we arrive at the finale and everyone knows the incredible melody and the intensity that Sibelius builds to the finale. And I could tell that all of a sudden the kids who, of course, had been listening to this piece for a long time already, they were so ecstatic to play it. And I think it's wonderful to capture that energy and that intensity and then translate it into a completely contemporary piece that no one has ever heard. And it's my role as artistic director, but also as the conductor, to make sure that it's both done with purpose and at the same time, as I said already, it becomes a normality that we engage with composers that are either 100 years already their music or 200 years old, or composers from today that present a completely different kind of spectrum of the possibilities that exist in classical music.
And on that note, when you're rehearsing with these high school students and you're working with them on works of such different styles, in this case, late Romantic Sibelius and solidly contemporary Sam Wu, do you need to do anything to flip a switch in styles, either with your own frame of mind or how you're conducting the students?
No, I would say the elements that make Sibelius' music great are the same elements that make Sam Wu's music great. And it all comes from understanding, knowledge, enthusiasm, passion for what you do. And when you bring those same elements to everything you do, then it's actually the same language that we are speaking in. You know, music is neither young nor old, because music has been around as long as the universe has been around. And we are just looking at different points of view of this incredible language that is completely timeless. And I try to bring that approach to everything that I do. And what I talk to the students about the most is the enthusiasm they bring to what they do, because that will definitely change their approach and their the things that they gain from the music they perform. And also the audience's response would be significantly influenced by that. So it's the same issues, the same elements we're working on, even though these compositions are more than 100 years apart.
And because Continental Express is so new, can you give us a preview of what to expect when listening to this piece?
Yes, very much contemporary music of today is music that is influenced greatly by today's society. And in Sam's piece as well, it's full of very fast moving notes that are constantly changing, emerging, going forward. And it also speaks of movement and speaks of direction, just the way that the title also indicates. And it's a wonderful piece that it's part of projects that we have with other organizations that work with young musicians to commission composers to write specifically for this age group. It's really important that the students are met so that they have a developmentally appropriate composition that they can perform. And it's an important step for them to be able to perform music that is not too difficult for them to appreciate and understand. And it takes a special skill for a composer to know that. And we've been working for several years with other like-minded institutions to always be able to provide something new and something fresh for the students to learn.
What types of images do you have in your mind when you are conducting both of these works, the Sibelius and the Sam Wu?
It's really interesting because while music does paint images in my mind, it's not so much images but emotions, an emotion and a sentiment that I have. Sometimes can be associated with an image, but most of the time it's just a pure raw emotion of feeling, happiness of the most intense level, or mystery, or something that is suave, something that is tender, or something that is very intense and energetic. And of course, it's something that we share on stage and we inspire each other with the musicians. Today, I absolutely have to say there is a fantastic moment in the finale where I was looking over to the double bass section and they play the same note repeatedly, but only at the absolute crucial moment Sibelius asks them to change the note, which changes completely the harmony of what we're doing. So their note turns from a pedal tone, that is just a sustained note, to an actually harmonic root that then influences the entire orchestra. I could tell from the way that they reacted that they got it. They understood the importance of that one note that they had. And there was so much energy and smiles and happiness on their faces where this moment happened. And it really brought tears to my eyes, because there's nothing like watching students of this age and young musicians of this age be passionate about something. I think we live in an age where finding purpose and focus and passion for what we do in life is the most important element. And to be able to give this kind of focus and directive and passion to something, whatever that is, but something in the arts especially, for a young person, it's literally the most important thing we can do in the society. And for me, the image of seeing the double bass section smile when they understood how crucial their one note was in this moment meant everything.
How about the Samwu? I'm just kind of curious about what feelings that evokes in you.
It is, you know, this early stages of the rehearsal, because we're just at the beginning of the week. Mm-hmm. We are right now dealing with the technical elements of what the piece requires. And the technical elements speak of music that is very fast, music that is constantly moving and constantly evolving. So it's a little bit of a marathon run, I would say, but or more like a sprint. So that we are trying to catch each other. And of course, we are dealing very much in orchestra. It's so important that we understand how we listen to each other. The things we were talking about in rehearsal today had to do with how do you listen so that you enable your partners in the orchestra to play their best versus I'm just going to play myself the best. That's not enough in an orchestra. And there's a different way of listening with purpose and intensity versus hearing something that just happens and goes by. And, you know, I use the image very, very often about joining a train that is in constant motion. And when you jump on the train that it's in motion, you have to find your speed and your stride before you actually enter the moving train, which is a great metaphor, actually, for how you listen and how you relate to those around you. Because even though you are counting rests at times, you have to also actively be in the energy that the ensemble is providing. And I also talk to the students about how this is such an important representation of the society at large and the society that we live in today, who can and needs people to listen to each other with intensity and purpose, so that we don't just hear noise around us, but rather pay attention very carefully, and then we can distinguish between voices that speak the truth and voices that are not able to speak the truth. And it's an important realization, especially this week. I'm so happy that I'm here at this crucial moment in our country's history, because the elements that music and playing in an orchestra teach these young musicians about society, about democracy, about the world around us are really important, and lessons that they can learn just by applying the concept of being part of an ensemble that listens to each other and encourages each other to do their best are really elements that can benefit the society at large.
And you talked extensively about this, but what are you most excited about for this next 6 weeks?
Well, to see the students grow and to see them find their voice and to see them have their lives impacted in a way that I know my life was impacted when I was a student. I remember so clearly every single moment that was defining for me in my life. And I have so many stories of students now that I've come back for so many years. And they come back to me, the students, and they tell me, you know, you told me to apply to this university or you told me to apply to that program. And I did, and it changed my life. And I just want to thank you. And this happens a lot. And it's just incredible for me to think of the impact that one small word can have on a student's life. And I take this very, very seriously and with great responsibility. But I love seeing them grow, and I love seeing them become their own self with their own voice and discovering really who they are. This is really important. And at the same time, they forge friendships that will last forever. I know that I still have many friends from my Interlaken days from 30 years ago. And it's a beautiful community that it's being created and built, a community that has no borders of political or social realms. And it's a community that it's based in shared values and beautiful moments that we create together.
How very beautiful. Well, listen to Christian Macellaru conduct the World Youth Symphony Orchestra for music by Sibelius and Sam Wu here on Classical IPR, broadcasting live on July 5th at 7:30 p.m. Christian, thank you so much for joining me in Studio A today.
My pleasure.
I'm Isabel Lee, and this has been Studio A on Interlaken Public Radio.